Shoifim v'shoifim titen l'cho. L'cho sh'arecha. The Shlo brings down, and Rabbi Vital brings this also. L'cho is to the person. A person has sh'arim to einayim, oznayim, a peh, and you have to have shoifim and shoifim on those sh'arim. They shouldn't see, hear, talk, eat, do, feel the things that they shouldn't. And you need shoifim v'shoifim titen l'cho b'cho sh'arecha. By a shar, you need a shmira. In a zman, there's also a shar. Rosh Hashanah is the shar of the shona. There's a shar at the tchilas of a chodesh, a shar at the tchilas of a yoin, a shar at the tchilas of a zman, an el zman. You need shoyfim v'shoyfim at the shar. And then you're able to be matzliach. The Shev Shmaitza, in the Hakdoma, Meredika Agarta Sefer, in the Hakdoma to the Shev Shmaitza, he brings us a free. There's a lot of Murray the Gestickles there. But he brings us a free there. It goes off, he said that Alabas is always tough. The Sefri says, Shoitrin v'shoitrin, Kedayu minoy hadayonim haksherim, lahach yes es Yisrael, lohishivan al admosam. It's Kedai that there's dayonim ksherim, that's already enough that Klai Yisrael is going to do good. So he says, what's the pshat? Just having dayonim, that's everything already. If you have the dayonim, then it's good. So he tells to the Shev Shmaitza, that is a kasha from the Akedah in Parshas Vayera. The Sefer Akedah, he has a kasha. Why do we find that Anshei Sidoin, as opposed to Anshei Pelegesh Begiva, which one did a worse thing? He tells that L'chayru Anshei Pelegesh Begiva did a bigger avla. It's a more shrekelch story. And Anshei Sidoin got nenash more. Anshei Sidoin was in Ganfa Nepach, no asa to them b'chlal. L'chayru Pelegesh Begiva was a worse thing. As I frek the Akedah. So he brings, the pshat is, Shev Shmaitza brings, from the Akedah, Pelegesh Begiva and Sidoim, the difference is, Sidoim, that was the city's municipality, Shita. That's what the Dayonim in Sidoim said. That was the Mahalach. Pelegesh Begiva, the worst, shrekless, terrible thing that it was, but it was a Yoytzim and a Klal, it wasn't what the system was supposed to have done. When the system Gufa is saying that you're allowed to fear the Chistoyim, that's even worse. That there's no Asatir HaMachlal, Bayafah Hashem Es Chistoyim. Pelegesh Begiva, Shrek Lecha Maisa, but that wasn't what the Dayonim would have said you should have done. Kedai Huminoi HaDayonim, Lahachi Es Yisroel. This is an important Nakuda, especially at the beginning of Isman, to know that there's rules. And whether a person comes to the rules, or he maybe comes late to say there a little bit, comes a little bit late, you have to know, or at least that there's the rule. There's the shoyftim v'shoyftim tikan l'cho b'chol sh'arecha, and shtelling avek the tzura of that rule, kedayu avdem alein. There's another pshat, shoyftim v'shoyftim tikan l'cho, because it's a smach for the Gemara, it's a chazal, but they don't say it on this pasuk. The chassidish of shtelling tzura from this pasuk. The person has to first judge himself before he starts banning other people. So shoytim v'shoytim titen l'cha. The erste daf is taka to put shoytim v'shoytim for yourself. Loisata mishpat v'loisikach shoychad. The Gemara says in Ksubis daf kuf hey, what does it mean shoychad? Omar Rava, my time of the shoychad. What's the pshat? What's the taish of shoychad? So the Rava, even the Kabbalah, since he took the Shoychad, so he becomes Chad. He becomes one. Shoychad Shehu Chad. So the Mepharshim explain, what does it mean you become Chad? First of all, the Noisin of the Shoychad and the Makabal, the dying with Makabal, becomes one. They have one Mahalach now, one thought, one Gandhi, that the dying is going to talk and be noited to him. They become one. But there's another Pshat, because the Gemara says, Kol dying Shedon Din Emes La Mitoi. Nasa shutef la kodesh baruch of ma'aseh bereishis. When a dayan is done lefi the emes, so he becomes a shutef in ma'aseh bereishis. Shutef in ma'aseh bereishis. But if this dayan takes shoychad, so he's chad. He's on his own. He's not shutef la kodesh baruch of ma'aseh bereishis. He's going to end up doing the wrong psak. He's going to be on his own. An alternative shot, a similar idea though, you know, when a dayan gives a din Torah, the person that lost the din Torah is not exactly his oyhev. He's not sefridin. But the person that wins the din Torah is, he has that guy on his side. And if he did the right thing, he also has a Kodesh Baruch Hu on his side. But if he does the Shoychad, then he only has one. He only has the Noisin HaShoychad with him. Shoichad, I saw Reb David Feinstein has a Meridik Sefer with there's a lot of gematrias there and chidudim on the lashoinus of the words. He says Shoichad is shuhuchad because the dayan suddenly becomes very sharp and he's able to come up with all kinds of Meridik ideas. And he says also with the lashon of chodash, he'll come with novel approaches to the sugya to come out to work out that it should be. But on the end, it's choshud because he ends up saying the wrong things. And the chidodem is right that when you take the shoichad, the letters after shoichad is tate, tof tet he. You'll end up being mate the din the wrong way, and then it will become the letters before shoichad, which is roiges. The Eibishter has become angry on you. Just on the machloikas, I think it's a machloikas in pshat. The Havana, maybe. Fred Doylen, it's a machloikas. The Chazanish says in Amunah B'Tochen, he writes that he said, Loi osra toira for a person to paskin if he knows the halachas on a shchita shayla, on basar, even if it's negay for his own mom. And it doesn't asra in the toira that an oihev of someone can't be a dayan. A dayan is allowed to be it's someone that he loves. There's a psul kara, but if it's someone that he happens to love, or less, let's say the two bali dvarim, one of them he happens to love more or less, that's not a gdora that passels you b'dayonis. Or b'shoichad, if you take shoichad, that passels the dayan. Zok t'chazanish, it's a teva, it's mipili habriya, that's the teva. That shoichad, right? You have a big moment in Shaila for when you're a poor person and it's a big cow and it's a hefsid moment in Merubah, still you could pass it if you know that halacha. Right? It's a lot less money than the little shoichad that the guy gave you. Of a kachit biya kodesh baruch hu istakel by raisa ubora almo, and the Torah says, loy sikach shoichad, ki ha shoichad ya'aver eini chachomim, v'yisalat v'yisadikim. So that's the mitzvah, because the Torah states it. So that's the mitzvah. Or she called a big moment hefsit for passing on basar, or a nidon in the psak bezin that's an oihev of yours. It's not a problem. Or b'shoichad, it's a teva. It's not move on b'seichel. Or as I say in the Torah, stakel b'raisu b'ra alma. That's how it works. As I said, the chazanish, it's a choik. Stay in the Torah that shoichad does. And the it's a different gang than the Chazanish. I heard a Moridik Maisa from Rav Meir Chodosh, Mashgiach Mechemer Yeshiva. There was once a Maisa, Beis HaMishpat from the Tzioinim, they found out that a certain Shoifet who passed about a big merger, about a whole company with a whole thing, and they found out that he had given a psak about it, and it was Nizbar, he had the biggest Nagias. His Shvager was the director of the other company. Klar von Alevite, and the guy was Mamish Shakua Benegias to give the psak. And there became a rash about it, and this Shoifate, he said, Beit HaMishpat, I have to say it in Hebrew first, mit alemi al shukilim keila. You know, we're Shoifim, we're judges, we little petty things like this, we're above that. We're above that. And he was Mazal, he had a right, because Chok and Mishpat and we're allowed to do that. We're above that. So Meir Chodesh said, he's above that. Like he's a hecher a mensch. He's not a mensch bechlal, because shoichad is menschlichkeit. Be'etzim, if the guy gave you the shoichad, so mitzad poshet being a mensch, your instinctive hakoras hatoiv is mechayiv to be noted that way. You're not supposed to. You're not supposed to take the shoichad at the beginning. But it's inherent in you're not a mensch if not. The medusa is not like the chaznish. The chaznish is myrich to explain that it's not a dover tivi. It's gzeres hatoira. It's two different mahalchim. And the sugi of shoichad. The Meir Chodesh was saying it's poshet. It's a basis of menschlichkeit. Pasuk says weiter. Ki yipolim imcha dover la mishpot. Bein dam le dam, bein din le din. The Kelim HaMagid said a Moridik of Pshat on this pasuk. He says it's going on Klal Yisrael on the Golus, that Klal Yisrael looks around and they don't understand why the Goyim are not we're suffering so much and the Goyim less. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu Kilu is Mefale, he's Mavdil, Bein Dam Ladam and Bein Din Ladin and Bein Nega Lanega. Different people are suffering more and less. And you ask yourself sometimes, why is it happening? So he says, first of all, it's because Divrei Revoiced Bisharech, because there's Machloikis. And afterward, there's another part, I don't know if he said it, others say that, what's the Eitzah, they were saying this years ago when they were in Golis, in Europe, he says, Vakanta Valisa, maybe the Eitzah is Taka Zolman Tzukumen, in Eretz Yisrael. You have the parsha of Melech. So one of the dinim of the Melech is v'hoya k'shifte al kisei mamlachta. It's v'kosav. He has to write a sefer Torah. Now the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the Gemara explains that the MS, everyone has to write a sefer Torah, but the pshat is the Melech has to have two sefer Torah. And the Gemara even explains one is that it's yoytiv and nichnas imoy l'chol makoyim, and one of them is munach v'beis gnozov. So the taich over here is a Melech. See, a Melech is a human being and he's a person like anyone else, but he's also the Melech and he's an ish tzibor be'etzem b'mahus. On one hand, the Melech needs a sefer Torah that's yoytiv and nichnas imoy l'chol makoyim. Wherever he goes, he's always meeting with different people, with pshutei am, with other manhigim, and kesedu with any mitgash that he has, he needs sefer Torah she yoytiv and nichnas imoy l'chol makoyim more so than anyone else. But on the other hand, that sefer Torah that's with the Melech the whole time, the Melech is mushpa from so many. The whole point of the sefer Torah that it should be b'taharosa. The Melech is mushpa from the other people. The sefer Torah alone b'tay mushpa. There's another sefer Torah. Echad shemunach l'gebeis gnozov. That's where it stays, the Torah b'taharosa. Oh, but it can't just stay the beis gnozov. He needs a top teglach. That's the two. Echad sheyotev v'nichnas imoy and echad the beis gnozov. That's up hidrash. But it's interesting. There's a Moir de Gishtikel. The Emek Brocha goes with this gang, and I saw that the Ezri goes. Other Rachmanim, they talk about this. There's an interesting shiloh. The Gemara is before that for the mitzvah that every single person has to write a sefer Torah, you're not yotze with Yerusha. I feel Yorosh Adam sefer Torah, you have to write a sefer Torah. Shlichus maybe, shiloh. However, you can't rely on Yerusha. And the other one, it says by Melech also, the Melech, even if he has one, he has to write another one, because he's Melech. Mechaira, if the Melech yarshan the sefer Torah, he should still have to write two more sefer Torah. He has a chiyuv as every year to write a sefer Torah, and there's a chiyuv noisav on Melech. State that Yerusha you're not yoytze with, sign out legabi the Melech din, and sign out legabi the Adam Pasha din. And it's before though that if he yarshan, he only has to write one more. Which one is that? Which one is he being yoytze with the Yerusha one? It's mevur in the Gemara there that the Melech din is not yoytze the Yerusha, and also the heavier din. So why, when he has already a Yerusha din sefer Torah, it suffices him to write one more? So they go with the Mahalat, they buy you to the Sugi there in Sanhedrin, and Meduik and the Lashon of the Rambam, Meduik and the Lashon of the Pasuk, the Melech has to write a Tzveta Sefer Torah. A Melech, if he doesn't have a Sefer Torah, Bechlal, has to write two Sefer Torah. And even if he wrote already a Sefer Torah, Al Melech, he has to write another one, because the Melech must have an Tzveta Sefer Torah. Or when he Yarshins one, and he writes one more, he's Mekayim both to him. He's a Yid, and he wrote one. And the one that he wrote is a Tzveta, it's not his Ershta. It's a Tzveta Sefer, it's the Mishnah Torah. Which, how is he? Lachar, he only has two stachakolim. One of them is Yerusha. How is he Mekayim both dinim? Beit dinim, he was Mekayim with the second one that he wrote. He wrote it al Sayyid, and he also with the Mishnah Torah, Erhotoch an Anderim. That Anderim is not his head yiddik one either. He's yaita his head yiddik is in with the second one that he wrote. But it's not a steer that he can be Mekayim both with that second Sefer Torah. So goodbye to Mahalach and the Sugi that Mavur. State the hemshah of the parasha. Tomim tia Hashem alikecha. The Chofetz Chaim used to say, a person has to be the tmimus with the Rabbeinu Shlomo, not with another person. A person not supposed to be a friar. Yeah. In Hashem alikecha, a person has to have tmimus. You're not supposed to let someone just climb all over you. With the Rabbeinu Shlomo, that hug is the tmimus. I saw brought down in this forum, the Chidor brings, the Nisosra brings this. Tomim tia Hashem alikecha. Tomim Tia is Gematria 910. Tomim Tia, Gematria 910. Tishrei is Gematria 910. Tishrei within a Kudis, Tishrei within a Kudis is 960. 960. There are 960 hours from Rosh Chodesh Elul to Yom Kippur. There are 40 days. This is the Arboim Yoim of Elul. From Rosh Chodesh Elul to Yom Kippur is 40 days, the last 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu comes, and he brings down the Luchos Shniyos, and he brings back Chazor, the Ava of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and it's the Tshuva Me'ava of Klal Yisrael, Yom Chasunosu, Yom Simchas Livay, it happens on Yom Kippur, but it went Dorcha Mahalach of the Arboim Yoim. And these Arboim Yoim come every year, there's a Segulas Hazman, all the Sforim talk about that this Segulas Hazman of the the koiches that, and the yecholos that you can get from these arbayim yoyim are here now. And it's 960 hours. So the Bnei Sosso explains, there's 960 lug in a mikvah. If it's choser one lug, nishkin mikvah. If you were nitma from a sheretz and you need to be toivon the mikvah, if it's choser that one lug, you're missing 1 hour, arois, it's nish. You need the full slaves. You want to be toivon zich in this mikvah of El. It needs the ganze slaves. Talk about that already. It's the Dalet El, Hey El, over. They must just listen that you need the ganze shleimus tomim tia, the entire 960. Rav Aaron, in Mishnas Rav Aaron, he writes that we know Dovid HaMelech was mezalvel in the Beged of Shaul. He ripped off the knaf of the Beged of Shaul, and therefore le'osid lovi le'besoif yomov v'amelech Dovid zokein v'yechasuhu b'abgodim v'lo yicham le'chazal. Explain, he was mezalvel in the Beged, so the Beged couldn't warm him up. A Beged warms you up. It's shmira, it's mechamein. But if you're mezalzel in beged, you're not goyris the fact that it has that skula, so it won't work for you. So Rav Aaron, that's a klal by every mitzvah. By Dovid HaMelech, it was by beged. He says it's also elul. Elul is a mitzvah. If you're mezalzel in it, and you won't be able to banutzich with it afterwards, you'll be benachasuhu v'lo yichamloi. And he says a shar v'loshin v'dover zenogei li yomim haboyim u'lishonim habois. You have to know to nutzach ois the elul and to nutzach ois in gansen, and if we won't, then it won't work afterwards. You have to know to nutzach ois. You know, it's the 960 hours, but there's 30 days of elul, and then there's the seres mitshuva. There's a mor de kazach specifically talking about elul. Like I mean, those shloishim yoyim. There's a tshuva smaril. The maril writes that you're not on different yom tovim when sometimes moisif michoel lakoidish in makabel earlier. He says, Rosh Hashanah, we're noig not to be makabel Yom Tif early. Yom Adin, we're not noig to be makabel early. It's going to take away a few minutes from El. There's a Gevissa school about El, the Saracen and Chuvah and Rosh Hashanah, that has their things. We'll talk about that another time. It's a kump. Aber El, wie stark, wie wichtig jede minute, you're going to take a few minutes away of Yimei HaRotzen. Nish kedai makabel sein Rosh Hashanah early. It's for two minutes from the Yom HaRotzen, from the Yimei HaRotzen. Now, Tomim Tia Be'etzem though means, we're saying, we spell the two to Yimei Elul, Tomim Tia Be'etzem means though, consistency. A person has to be betamimus. This forum talk about this a lot. In a person's Avodas Hashem, he has to not be a spira minei ubei. That's the famous Beis Halevi, by Yosef and the brothers, Oilonu miyoy madin, Oilonu miyoy mateichacha. You're complaining the whole time, what's with Yosef? Yaakov is going to be suffering. No, and what did you do? It's catching a person that he's a spear minei obey, and this is negeo for anything in hasmada. I'm tired, and all of a sudden something happens. Hasta shines prisha koyches, or with vegan gelt, or any aspect and facet of avodas Hashem that a person is sometimes, like the pasuk says, lo yilcha even for even eifa for eifa. You know, a person sometimes for certain things suddenly has koyach and moyach and vastnish, and for under zachanish, tomim tia. At least be consistent. Be consistent. That dorch and dorch, you're the same. And this is negeya b'chlau. A person has to know that in any tkufa, if a person is in his avoidus Hashem tomim tia, in his entire mahalach hachayim, he'll always be the tminus. But Volba talks about this in one, when he goes to different inyanim. He talks about seder. He says the taich of seder is that if a person is mesudor, that whatever life throws at him, and life will throw things at you, even when there's bumps and ups and downs in the roller coaster of it, you're going to be mesudr. You're going to be betmimus, it's going to be b'shlemus, you're going to be the same. He says it on the pasuk of Yosef hoyev v'mitzrayim, who are Yosef shehoyev v'beis oviv, who are Yosef shehoyev v'mitzrayim. Whatever it's kufis, shverkait, and not shverkait and you're in, it's all able to be the same. There's a Gemara that says, there's a Rash ben Chulin. The Gemara says in Chulin that if a behema falls down and there's a chashash, maybe it's treifa, you have to know if it's going to be a traitor. The test is if it survives for 12 months. Then you know it's not a traitor from that nefila. What's 12 months? Zok the Rashba, because if that nefila zikr clapped up to behemoth, sometimes maybe in an aver panini. Now sometimes the summer heat is what's not good for the animal after that nefila. Sometimes it's the cold of the winter, the ovid, the arba oinos. If the behemoth went through all four seasons, then you know it's not a traitor. Because sometimes this season is no good for him, sometimes this season doesn't. Thus is Abahema Ksheira. That's Kashus. That's the Tamimus. Every Tkufa. Kalt, Varm, Dust, rainy day, a sunny day, whatever it does or doesn't do it for you, the prova that you're kosher, you say a person's an adam kosher, and they be a behemoth kosher. Durch and durch alle four oinis. As if durch gemacht alle arba oinis. That's tomim tia. Tomim tia with the ganze schlings. You have the hemshich, we have the parsha of Novi, and the parsha of Melech, we also have in the parsha. It's Marit Gzach, and the parsha of Yosef, if you look it up, he brings a whole bunch of Ramazan, the Ayin Shom, that in the gematria of the words of the parsha of Novi here, and also earlier in the parsha of Melech, is a remez to all the Nevi'im in Tanakh he goes through, not all, but a lot of them, and also a lot of the Malachim, the Malchei Beis David, they're all nirmaz in the Psukim here, different words, different serufim of words that are miramez on the Nevi'im and on the Malachim, that are both in this parsha. Now the Pasuk Lamaisa says, Novi, Mikir b'cha, me'achecha, kamoini, yokim l'cha, Hashem alekecha, Eilov tishmo'un. You listen to the Novi, as I say in the Pasuk, Eilov tishmo'un. There was once a Maisa, there was a whole Nidin, and there was a Shiloh with the Maril Diskin, and there was a Vikuach about a certain halachic thing, and the Maril Diskin passed in a certain way, and there was a Vikuach if you're supposed to listen to him, or the other side, and someone said on the Rabbi Shmuel Leib Diskin, one of the Gedolim that was on that side, and he said, Eilov Tishmo'un. Rabbi Shmuel Leib had gesagt, Eilov Tishmo'un. Someone else was tining that the Pasuk says that on a Novi, you know, Nevu was Paskam Yisrael. It's Ruach HaKodesh, there's other things, there's Baskoil, which is less. Novi, Nevu was Paskam. Mekenzoganach, of God Lador, Mekenzoganach, and Eilov Tishmo'un. And that was, there was a Bikuach. So it's a past Doganach Ashprach. After Rabbi Shmuel Leib, Eilov Tishmo'un, after Briskerot. Eilov Tishmon. So there was this vikuach, and there's a ma'aseh with the Satmar Rebbe. Satmar was a going otzum, and he said sometimes like short words, people didn't know what he meant. He had a chab after, what's there to mean? So when there was this vikuach to memek zoganach, after Rabbi Shmuel Leib, Eilov Tishmon. So he said, he mumbled, Rabbi Kveder, Dariza, Rabbi Kveder. He didn't know what he meant. What he meant was that there's halach in Shulchan Aruch in Orech Chaim and Siman Kuf Chav Hei that there's a machloikis whether by kedusha during Chazaras Hashatz the first stanza of Mekadesh Shimcha and Abishach actually, but do you say it or just the Chazan says it and then the Tzibur starts Kodesh Kodesh? So the Mechaber says that the Tzibur doesn't say the first stanza. The Tzibur just says Kodesh. Only the Chazan says the Hakdom of Mekadesh. Rabbi Kveeger there in Hagoyis and Shulchan Aruch brings. Avol bekisvei ha'arizal mevor that you are supposed to say it ve'elof tishmon. So that's what he had meant. He says Rabbi Kveger of Yegazok ve'elof tishmon over there. That was on the arizal. So that was his shakl of atari. You're having a vikur to him and zog and stuff. Rabbi Shmuel says Rabbi Kveger of this gezok that's the arizal. That was what he meant. Misich lefi tumoy. That was what the Satmar Rebbe meant. Elof tishmon. You have the ganze parsha of Kasher Zomam. And the sugis, you have the second paragraph of Makis are also Ritzicha B'Shoigi, full of sugis. So one aura. We know that by Kasher Zomam, if you wanted someone to get Malkus and the two Edom were made, that this person's Chayiv Malkus, so both of the Edom Zoimim will get Malkus. And the Mishnah says, Ein Mishals in the Malkus. You can't split it up that each one will get only 20. Right? You have to give each one a full set of Malkus. Money is different. If they were made that someone was supposed to lose 100 zuz, so each one pays 50. And the yachad, mishalshul, in the moment, together, the set of eight and pay the 100. Each one pays 50. But by malchus not, each one has to get a full set. Why? Why can't you add it up? Why 20 and 20 is not 40? Why can't you do that? So the pshat is, Beis Halevi said this, other mahalchim, but he says that the klep hurts more. The 21st klep hurts more. 20 and 20 is not 40. You have to give all the way till the full lama test, the shpeter klep tut ve'men. That's why it says 10. We're worried maybe he's going to give him a makarabah. Maybe he's going to give him a makarabah. The 40th one. If you're going to give an extra one, that the 40th is gor gor klep. Sever chiddush din. There's a person Yosef in Makis. He wants to say Adam zloim that someone's a ben grusha. So we know when he made that someone's a ben grusha, then the din is different. Then the din is. When someone's a ben grusha, then the din is you can't make him into a ben grusha. You give him malchus. Clarity, Paris Yosef. Maybe over there you could give each one 20. The kind of eidim that was made ben grusha. Why can't you give each one 20? Hurry, when you made that someone is chayiv malchus, the reason why you can't give each one 20 is because it's not kasher zama, because he was going to get the full 40 and get the klat, the 39th klat, to give each one 20. You didn't deliver that. But here, anyways, that's not what you're being made. Elamah, you're giving an oynish of malchus. Now, kind of a recalling, the remez ktsarim oyd. If you learn that the chiyuv over there is as loisaneh, because there's no kasher zama, the pashut you were made eidah sheker, so far the guy was over a lab of loisaneh, he deserves a full set of malchus, there's no question. But if you learn, know that the malchus is the kiyum of kasher zama, it's a chiddush that over here you don't do real kasher zama. The kiyum of kasher zama is malchus. The lost art that you would split it up. You give the kat malchus 20 and 20. You give the kat malchus. Yeah, 20 and 20 is 40. The kat is getting malchus. Elamai, the marshal, if it would be Adam Zayman on them, if it would be Zayman Zayman, you wouldn't give it 10 and 10, then each one would have to get the full 20. Because that's already Kasher, that's Emesa Kasher Zaman. You're giving them what they were Zayman. But Klavi, the Adas of the Ben Grusha, that's what he wants to declare. It's a Dover Machudish Moid. You have Shpetzer, the Sugya Kiseitzi Lamal Choma, and you have it twice. You have it in next week's parasha, but you also have it in this week's parasha. Like, there's a Kiseitzi here also, Perakoch. Kiseitzi Lamal Choma, and then again, you have the next one, Kiseitzi Lamal Choma. The Gemara is Mavur, though, that there's two different dinim. Someone that was bonabayis v'loicha nochoi, not a kerem v'loichiloi, eref isha v'loilakocha. So then it's yelich v'yoshev lebeisoi. But the Gemara Chazal learned means he has to go to the sfar, he has to stay by the border and help out over there. But someone that was the next week's parasha is bonabayis v'chanochoi, lokach isha. He's shana rishoina. Shana rishoina is by isha and also by bayis and also by kerem. Then it's noki v'yel lebeisoi shana achas, shana rishoina. The Menachas Menach is mesupik on both of these dinim. Is it a reshus or it's osa? Meaning, what if he says, I want to go anyways to Dom? Is he allowed? It's melustanish? Menachas Menach klaret vechme. Now, Lamaisa, at the Seder Advarim, when they're telling them to go to the Mochama, the Pasuk says, the Omru miha ish hayori v'racha leivov. Now, earlier it says, the Amish is telling them, al yeirach levavchem, al tira, al tachbizu, al tarzu. Don't be scared. So Machlekes Rishonim, the stipler tells it very interesting over here. Machlekes Rishonim, the Rambam learns in Hilchis, in Sefer HaMitzvos, and also in Hilchis Melachim, that this is a lav d'oraisa. This is a lav d'oraisa. You're not allowed to be scared. When you're going to the Muhammad, you're not allowed to be scared. It's a lav d'oraisa. It's in the Minyan Mitzvos. Al yerech levavchem. Al yerech levavchem. It's a lav. The Ramban is choylet here in Sefer HaMitzvos. He says, no, it's a haftoch. It's a haftocha. The Rebbeinu Shlom is saying it's going to be all right. It's a haftocha. But the Rambam, the Chinuch, the Meiri, they learn it's a lav. So the Sfeit declares, what's the gather of this lav? What's the gather of this lav? They're going to the war. Not everyone's coming back. Going to the front lines. The gather of this lav is bitochen. Trust in Hashem, you'll come back. Or he said, no, don't be naive. It's a chiv of Mesirus Nefesh. And the chiv is to go without here. Is it a word of betochen, or is it a word of mesiras nefesh? Of Ravina V, it's a lav. Now, if I have an interesting kashka, Mechaz Chinuch brings it. It's a whole cheshbon. I'll spell like a kash like this. We know the pasuk says kipshutai mia isha yari varacha leivah. So it's machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Rabbi Kiva says it means kipshutai. Someone that's scared. If you're scared, don't come. If you're scared, don't come. Rabbi Yosi Aglili says, no, it means mi ha'isha yori, means he's yori me'averish ha'biyodai. Because of averis. So the Gemara brings a braisa. The Gemara says, let's say they're going towards the army and they suddenly see that this person is mamish, he's falling apart, he's mamish kipshutai, he's not shoylet on tzrochim, he's mamish, he's losing it. So the braisa says, you send him back. So Zokti Gemara l'chor, it's only Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva is the one that learned Miha isha yori v'racha leivav means someone that's frightened. But Rabbi Yosi Aglili, it means only if you're over avera. And for the Gemara, no. Even Rabbi Yosi Aglili's moed, the hemshech of the pasuk says, v'lo yimas es levav echav kilvavai. You're going to start melting everyone else's heart also. That avadi, kipshuta, he's ruining the mass of it. Then avadi, even Rabbi Yosi Aglili's moed, from the seif, v'lo yimas. Frektim and cheschenach, he doesn't understand. Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds only if you're scared of averas. Stamazi being scared is not a sefer to go back. Only averas. He has an Avera. The Rambam holds Al Yerech Levavchem is an Avera. The Rambam learned it's a lav. The Rambam learned Al Yerech Levavchem is a lav. So he was over a lav. So thus Alein is the Siva that he should go back. What's the Gemara's cash? As if I'm going to Talmud Chacham once told me, I want to say a word. Mi ha'ish ha'yorei means he's scared of Avera Shebiyodai. It's not enough that he has an Avera. It's that he's scared of because of those averis that he's going to be. He's scared because of. You got a guy seriously, man. Like, he did averis this. He's not scared because of that. Then you don't go back. You have to be yore me averis shebi yore. Who says he's scared of it? Who says he's scared that he's yore me averis shebi yore? The Gemara handles that. What about if a person bought a bias, but he did it the gezel, or eras isha, which you go back, but he was the chayvi lava, and the Gemara starts clearing, so he should anyways go back. I mean, the Gemara is clearing. Does the p'tur of going back as bias apply if it's a bias gezel? Does the p'tur of going back because you were lokach isha apply if it was an isser? Frank, the Gemara, what's the difference? Did you go back because of the aveir? What's the kasha? Maybe he's not scared of the aveir. You see, no, if you have an aveir, that's a sefer to go back. And there's a hug kush l'duchta. L'chayru dal yerich levavchem alei is a lav, and if dal yerich levavchem is a lav, then that alone is a sefer. You should have to go back. The Gemara says in Soita, Hasoch ben tfilo l'tfilo, aveira hi biyodoi, v'choizer aleha me'arche al-mulchama. Pashat, the Gemara means, we see that a yori from aveira shi biyodoi is a siva to go back, even if you just talk ben tfilo l'tfilo, which means you talk in between the tfilin shel yad and the tfilin shel roish, so it's an aveira, and that's also aveira that warrants v'choizer aleha me'arche al-mulchama. So the rush in Hilchas Ketanis, in Hilchas Tfilin brings, there's a remez, because it says by God, who God went to the Melchama, V'torach Zroya Af Kodkoid. V'torach Zroya, the Tfilin Shel Yad, Af Kodkoid, the Tfilin Shel Rosh. Only when there's no Sicha, Ben Tfilo, the Tfilo, then it's V'torach Zroya Af Kodkoid, you can go to the army. If not, if you're Mafsik, if you're Soch, Ben Tfilo, the Tfilo, then not. It's a remiss from there. Although it's interesting, the Yerushalmi over there in Soita brings a different shot. Hasoch Ben Yishtabach L'Yotzer. If you talk in between, before Baruch Hu. So that's also aveira hi biyodoi the choizer aleha me'archa mulchama. The Mishnah Brura in Hilchis davening in Siman Nun Beis, he brings down this Yerushalmi, but he says two pshatim. One is that someone that talks before Baruch Hu in the davening shouldn't go also to the army. Is yarim aveira biyodoi. Another pshat is that your tefilah is when a person's tefilah is oila, it makes a mulchama up there in Shemayim, and it's saying that if you're soch ben tefilah l'tefilah, if you'll talk between yishtabach and yotzer. So choizer all of me orchei amulchama. The tefillah won't be this ale, and it won't be able to be make the mulchama. Mefroish, the pasuk says al yerech levavchem chazal darshan. The Gemara Soita the Vayit says al yerech levavchem from the tzah. Mishnah Soita actually al yerech levavchem from the tzahalas susin al tiru mitnei hagofas trisin al tach bezu mikol kronos al tartzum mitnei kol tzavokas. I saw Maridik Epshat. This is the mulchama. I mean, it also represents the mulchama tayetzer. In this Melchama, you know, you hear the Tzahol HaSusim, Tzahol HaSusim, you're scared, Al Yerech Levavchem, you work on yourself, and you're trying that it shouldn't get you scared, but then all of a sudden comes something else, Hagafas Trisim, Makal Kronos. The Yetzirah is very, very smart, and when a person's working and has a challenge and an Avoida, and he thinks he's making headway, and you have to be very careful, he's very sly, and suddenly comes from an Anderzeit. You have to know, that's why Kisei, the Darshan, done on four different things. Al Tirtzu, Al Tachbazu, Al... If not to the Susan, then the Kronos, then it is. He's Kisei, they're going to find you, he's going to try to catch you on something. The Arbat is to realize that. To realize that it's that the Tzitzit Yeser, and always, always stand on guard. Well, Firois, I heard the Shabbos from an Ogun Godli, said, Amar Gazach, some of the Oilam came now on planes. When you come flying on the plane, and there could be a tall building, 20 stories, 30 stories, a tall building. When you're on the plane, it mamish looks like a little toy, like Lego. So, pshat is, everyone has his issues, and yonim, nisyonis beruchnis, nisyonis, all kinds. And sometimes it looks like mamish a big building, mi yuchalale, salahara zeh, and it's not easy, and you walk around, and you don't even see the sun, you're getting these places with these tall buildings, you know, you don't see even. If a person's meroining himself, then it's garnished, it's kleinigkeit. But it has to be, but if I mean, you can go to the airport and drive around for an hour, but if you didn't go el al, up, so then you're still there, you didn't go anywhere. But if you're talking going somewhere, and a person's meroimim himself, so what looks to him like, dvorim nisgovim gdoilim she miyuch halalis behem, it's garnished. Now, I'm not solving everyone's problems, behenef yad, but it's in the kuda, lam nisboinen, that if a person's meroimim himself, he'll be able to be meroimim on all the different mahalchim where the yetzer is going to be coming from him. It all becomes kleinigkeiten, and he should be able to tap a nutzois these grace attacks.